Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Friends, family in Christ, thank you for tuning in. Very important topic today, another one. I think it's every day. Every podcast is important. But this is a good one. We're going to be talking about churches and the concepts, the sometimes forgotten concepts of being salt and light. It is biblical. But how do we apply those ideas to our context here in America? We're going to talk with Dran Reese with Salt and Light Council. It's great to have her back. And the website, saltandlightcouncil.org, saltandlightcouncil.org. If it's easier for her to remember, bravesalt.com, bravesalt.com. Brave. Let's talk about being brave, Dran Reese. Good to see you again, sister.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, it's a blessing. I keep up with all, well, not all you're doing, but, you know, I get your newsletter. Let's go right there first. So on your website, is where do people sign up for your newsletter to keep up with you guys?
Sure. Well, if you come to the homepage, you're going to see a lion, and that just outlines for you the different ministries that we have. But the very first one at the very top, Salt and Light Council, if you go in there, you can sign up for our newsletter. And that's our premier ministry, because this is the one that we operate inside of those churches that are worth their salt, the pastors that we love, who are willing to engage in the cultural battle. And so you can go right in there and you can see the different ministries that we have and how it supports the work of Christians in the community and in government.
So let's talk about your lecture series briefly. Which, first of all, let's back up, because it's been so long, maybe a year and a half or 2 years since we talked to you last. So let's catch up. We have a lot of newer viewers and listeners, praise God, that might not know about the Salt and Light Council. So let's start with that and your involvement and what's it all about.
Well, if you have listeners out there who are pretty much upset with what they see going on in this world right now. I mean, it's become polarized, a little bit more hostile, and we've seen that political correctness is really taking over the day. What I suggest is that they find a way to develop a purpose and a vision for their life on how they are going to give back to society. All of us have a duty before God to do our part in society and help the next generation be equipped with the same freedoms that we were given. In fact, Coretta Scott King said that freedom is never really won. You earn it and win it in every generation. And so in this generation, as you can tell, especially in the last 4 years, we felt like this country was going to fall off of a cliff and we didn't know where it was headed. And so what your listeners can do is they can take simple steps with our ministry to get involved in the day-to-day activities that are happening in their local state legislature or maybe in their local community. It's very simple, and we show them how.
Yes, and you go into churches. You have representatives that will go into your church and set up a table and just share information with you. And I want to point people to saltandlightcouncil.org on the homepage. There's a link that says Pastor Information. Now, friends, a lot of pastors get defensive about this because they haven't been doing a great job of leading their congregations in these cultural battles. So there's a link you can get your pastor to go to. There's also legal resources. There's a misunderstanding about what we can say as Christians from the church, from the pulpit. And it's just unbelievable that we have to go through this, strand, but we do, because a lot of pastors think, well, I can't talk about politics. But so they think moral issues are off, you know, you can't talk about them, but it's not true. So I would just want to again mention, friends, just send your pastor to the webpage or get him, maybe email him this information, because there's not enough men of God. And maybe we can start right there with an event you got, not you, but Liberty Pastors. That's where I met you, Dran Reese.
Yes.
4 or 5 years ago at a Liberty Pastors event. I don't think it was in Oklahoma. I think it was in Texas when I met you. Paul Blair puts those on. So there is an event coming up. Where is it? It is April 7, and the website is libertypastorsu, justtheletteru.com, libertypastorsu.com. Tell us about this event. Are you speaking at that one too?
Oh, 100%. I speak at everyone. It's awesome. Also libertypastor.com. So to make it simple, they also have, they put the U there because they also have a university where it has sermons for pastors where they can learn about the history of America and actually teach that to their congregations. But Liberty Pastors is an amazing event and it's coming to San Diego. Now, who doesn't want to come to San Diego in April? And it's at the San Diego Marriott Hotel, which is literally right on the bay, and it is absolutely exquisite. You can walk out the door of the hotel across a park, literally a walkway, and take a boat to Coronado, or just walk to the right a block and you're at Seaport Village, or go to the downtown. It is a getaway for pastors, but also for their wives. So they do encourage that you combine a little fun along with an education. Education and fun go very well together in these type of Liberty Pastor events. And so it's going to take any pastor on a little bit of a journey through the history of why America was founded and how it relates to our scripture and our Bible. Because right now we are, David, as you know, celebrating the 250th birthday of America. So it's what Liberty Pastors has been doing that I'm a part of for the last, I'd say about 5 or 6 years, has been so pivotal. Mm-hmm. We are finding those pastors, David, that are worth their salt. And the rest of them, if you can't just speak to your congregation the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, but help them connect the dots of their faith to the culture, you are doing them a disservice. But not the pastors that we have coming here that graduate and then start one of our Salt and Light ministries to put their faith into action.
So I've been to a couple of those. They're wonderful. And just, this is great because I've had Paul Blair on many times, but for him, it's been about a year or two. So I just want to remind people, you can get this information to your pastor. It's, if it hasn't changed, it's like $99. You just get to San Diego. You've got a free hotel. You got your meals taken care of, and you're getting amazing up-to-date information on everything from education to globalism to the culture war to a government, everything else. So please send your pastor to libertypastors.com and at least have him consider this. And San Diego, I mean, to a lot of people in different parts of the country, that's very appealing. So really quick question, Dran. A lot of these have taken place in swing states very strategically. Why California for this one?
Well, probably me, because I live here in San Diego, and I've been crying out for help in this state.
Okay.
As you well know, and you've heard in the media, we have a governor that is almost like a taskmaster. He's like Pharaoh. He has taken away the straw and made it very difficult for people to live in this state. And so many people are leaving. But this is a gorgeous state. It's beautiful. It has so many natural resources. And the only thing really wrong with it is our politics. Mm-hmm. And people are upset about that, but they don't actually know why, because the media is so good at making it sound as if they are, it's maybe the Republicans or the Christians' fault, but it's never the Democrats. It's never, you know, the left side of society. So what we're trying to do here in California, they heard our cry. They decided to do one here. And I have an incredibly sweet pastor network. And I do believe that we can make a couple of changes. One is on the governor of the state. Mm-hmm. And also we have one of our pastors from Salt and Light is running for state senate. So I believe we can make a difference in that district as well. But also to encourage these pastors to don't give up the fight. Don't give up, because we're with you. And we're going to give them the tools to really fight the battle, to fight it and fight it well. We have a lot of issues coming. As you well know, what's happening in Minnesota is a reflection of what California certainly would like to do and probably is really doing. It's just that we haven't called them out yet on their fraud.
Yeah. I mean, elections have consequences, and you can just see some of these blue cities and states. Sadly, you know, California being blue, you're right. It didn't used to be. Wasn't it in the late 70s, early 80s? Didn't California go for Reagan?
Oh, yes, sure.
Yeah. And that was it for as far as Republicans.
And then, well, we had Schwarzenegger.
Oh, as a governor.
Really, yeah, he wasn't really a true Republican.
Yeah.
But one of the other things is that with our ministry, the Salt and Light Council, it really isn't about Democrat or Republican. It's about a biblical worldview. And
Amen.
what we're trying to do is to help people to understand that one of the parties, and it really is the Republican, stands closer to our scripture and our Bible. They're a pro-life organization. They are pro-marriage between a man and a woman. They are pro-lower taxes, which is hope holding the debt crisis down. And they're pro-freedom. Whereas you contrast and compare that with the way the Democrats think in their party, their stated platforms are to murder babies in the womb and to promote LGBTQ and transgenderism and all sorts of different genders,
Yep.
ideologies, and to raise taxes on all of us so that the government gets larger and bigger and the smaller business and entrepreneurs get smaller and more subservient to the state. And that's a big difference. And it's a big job to teach, but that's the job that God has given our ministry, Salt and Light Council. And I believe that if pastors could at least use some of our tools. One of the tools we have, David, you remember the Biblical Voter Booklet, right? On the differences of the party. Well, we updated it with the up to 2028, and it's amazing little booklet. Everybody should get this booklet. It's on our website, biblicalvoter.com, which, by the way, has all of the voter guides for each and every state from a conservative and Christian standpoint. And we're unashamed about saying that, in which, by the way, we can talk from the pulpit about who we endorse. And that has changed now. The IRS has said you can endorse from the pulpit. And we need to start taking that seriously because for years, the left has been endorsing from the pulpits. And our country is no better off. We have so much fraud. We have election fraud. We have financial fraud. We can't trust our government anymore with our tax dollars. And the education system, what they're doing to our children is criminal. What they're doing to our children, brainwashing them and not giving them the tools to go out and have great jobs, but also to love God and to know that America was founded on the principle that we owe our basically our soul to God, but also that we have an accountability to a God in heaven, and that's what helps to keep us in check and in restraint and leading a good life and not going too far off the rail, as we see so many people doing right now in these protests without good reason. So there's a lot of reasons for a Salt and Light ministry in a church, and we're grateful that Liberty Pastors has come to San Diego to help us.
Awesome. You mentioned one thing very important. I want to touch on hypocrisy for a moment. The left has been many, not all, but many leftist Democrat pastors and churches have been endorsing candidates or promoting certain political issues, right? And they weren't worried about the IRS taking away their 501c3. But on the right, conservative Christian pastors with the biblical worldview have been afraid to say, I wonder why that is, that they really thought that they could get their 501c3 status revoked. But didn't the IRS recently, I think just within the last 6 months, come out and admit this? Okay, we admit, the 501c3 is safe. Pastors can talk about politics from the pulpit. And it was like a It was didn't even make the news, right? Because the media don't want to touch on that. They don't want the right to speak up about these issues. Speak to that for a moment, Dran.
Well, you're 100% right. The IRS has now ruled that pastors can speak from the pulpit and endorse candidates, which, thank you, Jesus.
Well, they yeah.
So that's our ministry. But also, I think the right plays by the rules a lot better. I don't think the left has rules because when you talk about left, you start moving into the category of socialism and communism. And when you move that far left, those rules are quite different than our rules to honor God, honor our society, honor families, honor the community, do our best for our neighbor. That's not the rules that they have. They play by abolishing everything, abolishing family, destroying it in any manner that you can, and redefining it. They don't want you to have any property so that you have nothing that becomes yours and that you can take care of. They want you to be a globalist where everything that you have is shared with everybody else. And nobody ever really wants to work hard, because if you aren't going to be successful and you're just going to have to share your wealth with someone else, why work that hard? So you have a bunch of lazy people who just want to live on the government system and get their little tiny paychecks. So they set their sights on the lowest level that they possibly can, like to public housing. They set their sights on public housing. Like, why would you do that? That's not what America's founded on. We're founded on strength and bravery and courage. And we were all entrepreneurs. If you read in the Bible, we all came here with nothing and made something out of nothing because we prayed and we sought God and we cared for each other and we built a community.
Amen, sister. We are going to be right back with Dran Reese, but we're going to ask her what Salt and Light Council is doing for America's 250th birthday. That's next. Register now for the Worldview Matters Conference, May 1st and 2nd in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Expert speakers include Alex Newman, Brianna Clausen, Olivier Melnick, Tim Chafee, Mark and Amber Archer, Laura Perry Smaltz, Jake Jacobs, Jay Siegert, Gary Kaw, Scott Shera, and Elijah Abraham. Delta Hotel, Green Bay, May 1st and 2nd. Go to worldviewmattersconference.com. That's worldviewmattersconference.com. All right, friends, we're speaking with Dran Reese. She is the president of the saltandlightcouncil.org. And make sure to get this information to your pastor, please. So, Dran, big year. A lot of nations and societies don't make it 100 years, let alone 250. So what is the Salt and Light Council doing for the 250th birthday of America?
Well, I'm enjoying developing 10-minute sermons for pastors. Now, these are more bullet points on the history of America. And why I'm doing them in 10-minute snippets is so that they can pile them together 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or however long they'd like to. And providing them as more facts about how America was founded, how we came over here from England and why we came over here, what were the reasons why we left, just simple bullet points so that he, the pastor, can give sermons on how beautiful it is that so many lives were given for our right to be free today. And again, like I said, this is a moment in history where we have to really work hard at our freedom, because there are so many people that want to take that away. So the 250th is very important. It's a year to celebrate. And I hope that your listeners out there will just enjoy getting to know America all over again, fall in love with her, listen to some of the patriotic songs. They're just, you know, some of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. I mean, all about how the flag, you know, was when the British came, they were bombing with those bombs in the air, and the flag was still there. These songs are indicative of the founding of our country, and it just gives me chills to think about how beautiful this country is and what we did, how many lives were lost, so that we have this day to do our part. And that's what I'm trying to ask everybody. Do your duty. Do your due diligence. Understand the differences between the Democrat and Republican Party. Align them with your Bible. Pray for help, because we really need it from God. And in fact, he did answer our prayers, David. And you know that through bringing us the current president, who is friendly to our Christian community. He has built a religious freedom coalition, and they're out there trying to fight what's going on in all these countries, beheading Christians, right? What they're doing for the Iranian people to try to free them and stop the wars the best that he can. And then recently, David, I don't know if you heard this, but he's going to start a bank account for children, $1,000 per child. And, you know, like, what president does this?
That's amazing.
Giving children a head start, a jump start in this world. So we have so much to be grateful for. This is the year to celebrate that. And stop the division. And again, the people that are foisting this division on us are not the Republican side. It's not the right. It's the far left. And we really need to start focusing in on who's doing this and demand that they stop and that they have a little come to Jesus meeting and decide to convert, or they should be punished for what they've done to destroy our country.
Let's talk about, before we run out of time, how important this an organization like yours, the Salt and Light Council, is in light of what we witnessed last year in the assassination of Charlie Kirk when he was killed just for speech, free speech, and the biblical worldview, what he believed. Because we're all on that same page, the biblical worldview, and we speak about many of the same issues as he did. So it was very eye-opening afterwards to see so many boldly, openly celebrating his death. We know we are not the same, Dran, as the left, as the demonically driven leftists and communists. And these people, they are enemies of God, enemies of America. And, you know, this is very interesting that we are able to see that. But why is it so important in light of that to keep the Salt and Light Council going strong?
Well, the Salt and Light Council, we've been here for 20 years now. And what Charlie Kirk did is he put the exclamation and the point on everything that we've been doing, but he brought it to the limelight. He brought it out there about that we need to be brave and courageous, and we need to stand up for our faith in the public square. And we can't let the leftists and the communists of this country who are infiltrating, and the Chinese and other organizations that want to take over America and take over our American way of life for their purposes to use us and abuse us. Charlie Kirk got out there and he talked about it, the radical Islamists taking over our country, that we do not compute together in the same ideology at all. And this is a Christian nation. We are a God-fearing country. And that what Charlie Kirk did is, again, he just made it so popular to be bold and courageous and fearless. And I'm grateful for that because I have seen some pastors who have decided to step up to the plate, and the pastors that haven't, shake the dust and go and move on. But, you know, Charlie Kirk showed us the deep polarization that we have in our country and the division. But I liken that a little bit to the wheat and the chaff, separating that in the Bible. We've all grown up together, but there is a remarkable difference. And at the harvest, we the wheat we'll see the chaff blown away and spending the rest of their life. And I hate to say it for those that are listening who are not believers in Jesus Christ, but you are going to hell. And I'm sorry, but you need to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and stop being so prideful that you can live a life without Him. We all need Jesus. It just gives us an opportunity to admit that we're not always right and that we have a humble heart and we care not only about ourselves, but about the people around us. So being a believer in Jesus Christ is life-saving. And I believe the greatest psychologist, because David, we have so many people that are having mental health problems and going on all sorts of depression drugs. If they would only turn their eyes towards Jesus, they would receive the gift of the fountain of life and just a whole new life that would redeem them from the peril that they're allowing themselves to stay stuck in. So
I'm
I
glad you
love
brought that
Jesus.
up. The gospel, that's why we're here, friends. It's not just about politics. It is about the biblical worldview. It is about the truth of Jesus Christ and who he is, that we are here to share the best news. Yeah, they are our enemies, but we would love to see some of them saved, if possible. So that falls on us to share. It's not up to us whether they receive the gospel and the truth of Christ or not. Briefly, you also had Chloe Cole recently as a lecturer. You have a guest lecture series. Can anyone sign up for that, Dran?
Oh, absolutely. Go to our website again, saltandlightcouncil.org. Go to the Salt and Light Council, and the lecture series is right there. Last month, Chloe Cole, oh my gosh, she was so beautiful. So we open it to the public, but we do not have replays. Those replays are for our Salt and Light ministries and for their churches to replay. But I have to say, Chloe Cole is a detransitioner from years of mental and verbal abuse from her school system and from the social media environment, which is very abusive to young children. Anyway, the medical industry added to that was very abusive, with only an hour and a half worth of a consultation told their parents that she would commit suicide if she didn't make this transition. So they put her on hormone treatments. They then took off her breasts. But I have to say, she is a consummate professional. She has come out on the other side. Her story is very, very compelling. I've never met anybody that I believe could literally change this entire community back to common sense. She's a lover of Jesus now. She wasn't always. This she did make this transition without Jesus both ways, but she has come to see why and her purpose now in saving so many other lives. So also, David, next month we have Mina Kim. She's coming on. She is from Korea, and you know the story there that the pastor was imprisoned under the new governmental system, which has also become socialist in South Korea, which is scary for us because it used to be a very democratic country. And so she'll be talking about what's going on in the persecution of Christians and pastors in Korea.
Lord, so much to keep up with. Thank you for all you do, Dran. Very briefly, do we have time? Something you sent me in an email, the top three excuses from our passive pulpits from pastors. Do we have a minute and a half? Do we have time for you to highlight, just bullet point those three excuses?
I do, and I actually wrote them down for you. So let me just pull them up really quick. The first one is, I don't want to offend anyone. And that's the very first one. Don't want to offend them. And until the church speaks boldly on these issues, darkness will keep filling the silence. So they're afraid of losing members. The next one is, oh, we don't want to scare people away, which is, we don't want to rock the boat. So the church that fears the world has nothing to give the world. And of course, this is coming from a fear of rejection and intimidation of all the potential critics that they have in the church. And the last one I was going to tell you about was, I can't, the pastor is saying, I can't do one more thing. We are just overloaded. We're trying to keep our heads above water. And I agree, that may be true. We're all in the same boat. But as Niemöller said, first they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then the trade unionists, then the Jews, and then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me.
That's right. And pastors, that's what they signed up for, to lead the congregations and speak the truth and be bold for the gospel. And anyway, they should remove some of that other stuff that's on their plate and get into the stuff that their congregation is really desperately needing. We need to equip the saints again, friends. Anyway, I know I'm preaching to the choir. Dran Rees, thank you so much. I want to give the website again. It is saltandlightcouncil.org. Thank you, Dran. God bless you, sister. Good to see you.
God bless.
All right, friends, thank you for sharing the podcast. God bless, and as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.